The Steve Gruber Show, putting the cool back in redneck. Wait, that doesn't really work. Never mind. Here's Gruber.
I think we missed on that one, Bob. I think we missed a little bit there. I think we missed. So the research here, and I continue to look. You know, I continue to look as to how we get to this idea of a national emergency, right? 58 times it's been declared since 1976, and 31 of those, remain in effect. All right, 31 of those national emergencies. In fact, the national emergency that goes back the farthest is November of 1979. The national emergency with respect to Iran. But you can also find national emergencies. Here's one that you'll like. Bill Clinton, October 21, 1995. The national emergency with respect to blocking assets and prohibiting transactions with significant narcotics traffickers centered in Colombia. Now, that makes sense. You want to stop the Colombian drug cartels. That's a national emergency. Still on the books, still in effect from 1995. And yet somehow the Democrats would have you believe there's no national emergency today on the southern border, and they will go to court to fight it, even though 31 of these things continue on infinitum. Liz Peek here, columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times. Liz, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning. Happy to join you. Yeah, it turns out, who knew that there are any number of national emergencies taking place in the country every day?
Well, here's one for you. You know, because I keep the Sudanese government property national security of 1997, the Albanian insurgency problem in Macedonia from 2001, still in effect. That's my point. And yet the Democrats will tell you if Donald Trump declares a national emergency because of drug trafficking, human trafficking, gun trafficking on the Mexican border, they're going to fight him in court.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this has gotten to such a ridiculous impasse. I don't know what the president can do other than put some sort of larger agreement on immigration on the table and hope that the Democrats will come round or, as you say, declare a national emergency. And I think a lot of the country actually at this point would be relieved to see this happen, because nobody wants the government shut down forever, and let's move on. I mean, this is a ridiculous situation.
It is, but it's shocking that the Democrats could sit here with a straight face, the American Gothic straight face. well, couldn't miss that one. And tell us that the Colombian drug cartels remain a national emergency for 20-some-odd years, and yet the Mexican drug cartels are of no concern at all. Come on, we know better than that.
Yeah. And you know, it isn't just about drug trafficking and all these things. It is truly a mess. I mean, I think every time there's one of these caravans, and by the way, these things happened during Obama's time in office as well, the country is horrified because we realize we have no way to keep people out who shouldn't be in our country. We have no way to handle the tens. By the way, people kind of ignore the fact that there's more than 100,000 people 100,000 people coming into our country illegally every year. That's it, across the southern border. I mean, that is just unconscionable.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people overstaying their visas. There are all kinds of problems we have to deal with. But the truth is, this conversation about the southern border goes back decades, and no politician has really had the guts to really challenge it. It's time we did.
Well, here's the other thing. I can find, of the 58 national emergencies declared since the law went into effect in 1976, signed into law by Gerald Ford, I can find not one national emergency that was ever challenged in court by anybody. Not the one with respect to Zimbabwe, not the one with respect to the Congo or the Central African Republic, and the list goes on, Liz. And I'm not saying these things aren't national emergencies, but the fact of the matter is these are far removed from American concern compared to the southern border.
No, there's no question about it. Look, this is just politics at its most heinous. You have Democrats who have obviously, as we all know at this point, voted many times for border security, including infrastructure to use Chuck Schumer's word, but also a wall or a barrier. There's no question that this is something that is totally within the realm of the president to achieve. And again, I think as every time we have one of these confrontations at the border, it becomes clear we are inadequately prepared to deal with it. But, you know, enough talking. I really do think it's time for the president to either declare a national emergency or, as I say, come forward with some more complicated immigration scheme to get the Democrats to agree. I don't think this is working for the Democrats.
I don't think so either.
They're just going to say, you know, you look ridiculous. I mean, negative Nancy and shutdown Schumer are going to become kind of the memes. And by the way, I mean, just sort of backing up a moment, the Democrats have a huge agenda. They want to move forward, and yet they can't get off this dime. Nancy Pelosi is a very crafty politician, and I'm really surprised that she has not figured out a way to get around this, because this is not what she wants to be spending her time doing in the House, for sure.
Absolutely not, but it's not going to go anywhere, and nothing's going to happen until this is resolved. I think the big picture, the big-ticket item, is what happens when Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves, and that's at the top of the fold for me. I'll give you quickly the last word.
Oh, I think, look, rumors have it, and I think we can all agree, someone who has cancer surgery and is sent home for no further treatment really raises alarm bells. And I was talking about this from the day we heard that.
That's correct.
She is not well, I don't think. And I think when this becomes, if there's an open seat, I don't really know, to tell you the truth, Steve, who benefits from it more, Democrats or Republicans, but it is going to be, if you thought Kavanaugh was a bad
situation
and a blood.
It's going to be a bloodbath, a war. Liz Peek, always a pleasure. Love having you here on a Friday. Got to run. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care now.
There you have it, Steve Gruber Show. Liz Peek, one of our favorites without question on the Steve Gruber Show.